Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. This morning on the show, we'll take a break from high school basketball and talk with Mason County wrestling coach Corey Arthur. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back with Mason County wrestling coach Corey Arthur right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
We have on the show Mason County wrestling coach Corey Arthur. And Corey, thanks for coming down.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You guys are in full swing now. Mason County wrestling is on Facebook. You're on Twitter. You can follow your personal page, your Twitter as well. You share updates, graphics, things about your program. But just kind of give us a recap how things have gone.
Yeah, we love to get the word of wrestling out and obviously, you know, promote progressions of our program. We're about halfway through the season now. We've got a full girls team. You know, I definitely want to speak about them first, kind of ladies first mentality. They've been a real pleasure and kind of a pleasant surprise this season. We've got one of the top 10 in numbers girls teams in the state in just our first season. We've got 15 girls out from 7th to 12th grade. They've competed with Lafayette and Madison Central. January the 10th, we took them to Holmes, and they had their first team duel against Holmes and won by one match. Pretty exciting stuff for them. A couple of them got their first pins. It's been great to see how they progress. Before Thanksgiving, maybe even when we did the sports talk, had a handful of female wrestlers at some point after Thanksgiving. Before December 15th, we ended up with all of them that we have. Wrestling general in a sport isn't easy. Wrestling practice isn't easy. Being on my practices aren't easy, period. And the fact that we haven't been able to run them off is a true testament to how tough they are. Coach never dealt with any female athletes before, so it was different for me. I've always joked that I wanted a daughter and this, that, and another. I'll take these young ladies as my adopted daughters and probably just stick with the sons. They're a handful, you know, in wrestling being a weight sport, you know, so the boys will come in. They might be a pound over. They'll run, sweat off. The girls will, oh gosh, I gained a pound. And it's like, you're not a big deal. You're going to hoodie up. You're going to run. You're going to be fine. They watch that a little differently than our guys do. And it's their first season having to do that. So with the guys and the weight and everything, this has been our best season yet, you know, in our third year. All of our guys just consistently make and maintain weight. Even if they get injured, if they're banged up and they got to take a couple matches off, when it's time for them to get back and get ready to go, they're right on schedule with weight. It's been really impressive to kind of watch how all of them monitor that. And in years past, it's been a problem for us. You know, guys would, especially the Christmas, you know, wrestlers get a 2 pound, they add 2 pounds to every weight class at Christmas time. It's called the growth allowance. We always say it's the wrestler's Christmas present. Last year, year before, and you know, when we fought with the youth program, obviously the holidays were hard on wrestlers. They would come back, you know, 5, 6, 7 pounds over. You're not doing a lot. You're seeing everybody. It's 2, 3 meals. Every aunt got something good to eat, you know. They come back from that and everybody was right where they were supposed to be. I was really impressed and proud of them in that regard. And the girls will get there too. Bodies are different, male and female, but the guys have done well. And the guys, as far as their season has went, you know, they've been tested. They had to wrestle the number 2 team in the state, Great Crossing, back early in the season. We only won one match out of that matchup, but we got to look at it. We're also going to duel Harrison County, which is now, I think, either the 5 or 6 team in the state. But that's what we want. You know, when we first started, we would go down to the mountains, wrestle, you know, West Carter and some of the other programs that were beginning. Their relationship with us has been great. It's still great. We're having them up for senior night, as a matter of fact, going to honor their seniors and everything they've done to help build our program. But if we're going to try to make that next step, we're going to have to start kind of getting underneath of the Harrison counties and seeing what's out there and testing ourselves. We're going to take the boys and the girls down. Harrison has the number 2 girls team in the state. Harrison County being a good neighbor, they're proximity-wise to us. It's going to be a good place for us over the next couple of years to kind of sharpen our iron with their iron.
What's it like to have, you mentioned the girls program, you've only had a wrestling team just for a handful of years, and your girls program to have the numbers and the turnout and the girls wanting to compete, wanting to come back. And I know you had a vision for the wrestling program, but you probably maybe are a step ahead or exceeded some of your expectations.
I'm definitely steps ahead. You know, and obviously, I believe in myself. You know, I believe in myself. I definitely, you know, think that anything we want to make happen, we can make happen. And I try to kind of push that off onto my wrestlers as well, because, you know, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. We was just talking about it the other night. We was at a duel. Some of the other teams either didn't have all their numbers or were really, you know, low on numbers. And they had been around for decades. You know, a couple of the programs have been around since wrestling kind of started in the state. One of the other coaches, Coach Stevie Truesdale, was bringing it to the kids' attention. You know, we don't realize how blessed we are, you know, to have what we have. You know, they talked about one of the kids said, it's coach out there recruiting all the time. I shamelessly recruit all the time. So we couldn't figure out if it was, one of the kids said it was my harassment, you know, harass them into getting there. One of them said it was charm, and then one of them said it was persistence. Whatever it is, we're going to keep pushing, you know, to get where we want to be. And we got to get kids on the mat. Right now, we've got 7 girls in our youth program, and that's really where the future of this thing is. Everybody that's here right now, I can't take all the credit. Coach Truesdale helps me out a ton when it comes to recruiting. He's very adamant like I am. But we have got these kids to come out and wrestle. The kids that are in the youth program, wrestling for some of them is their first sport. You know, we've got kids in wrestling right now that are 5 and 6 that never touched a basketball or a baseball first. They're now wrestling. And that's my idea of the program is, I seen the other day where it's coming up on the anniversary of the field house or something being built. And my family, there has been an Arthur in the Mason County School District since it opened. You know, there's always been one of us. My granddad had 7 kids. They all had kids. We've been here the entire time. I couldn't tell you who the first Mason County basketball head coach was. And that's my vision, as odd as that sounds, for Mason County Wrestling, is that one day people know of Mason County Wrestling but can't remember that Corey Arthur started it. In my opinion, it should have already been there before today. That's kind of my vision, is that the program is bigger than myself or anyone else that's in it, and it kind of carries its own name. You know, this is Mason County Wrestling, and it kind of goes, you know, without being my, we say now, you know, it's our team and it's kind of my program still, but one day I want it to be the community's program. I want everybody to have some pride in it.
I've been watching Ted Lasso. I don't know if you watched Ted Lasso or have watched it, but he kind of builds a culture, and that's kind of what you've done. Coach football and nights and different stuff, and the kids see you and they want to come and you're excited, and Coach Truesdale as well and your other assistant coaches. But I'm sure you have intense moments in practice, but kids want to be a part of something where the coach is just as excited, eager, recruiting, wants to be there.
Sure.
And that's how you've built all your programs.
The kids see all sides of me. Osley Morales does the best Coach Arthur tirade impersonation that there is. It's really hilarious. I don't know that I look like that, but he puts it on really well. He'd get kids out of practice. We'll have a thing. Whoever can do the best Coach Arthur impersonation, if it's a good one, we're going to wrap up. And Osley's is hilarious. But always, even when I got the job for teaching, it's an odd plug, but I told him as an analogy, I hit as hard as I hug. And, you know, I'm going to come down on you. I'm going to push you. I'm going to expect things of you. I'm going to hurt your feelings. You know, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do in the classroom, you're not attending classes like you're supposed to, you're not going to wrestle for me. You know, always make them do. They got to have 4 good days. That's whether at school every day, they're at practice every day. You have to have at least 4 consecutive days leading up before I let you wrestle on the mat. Injury, sickness, I work with them a little bit, but if you were injured, you still need 4 days to get recovered. So it hurts their feelings. I'm not in this game to hurt kids' feelings, but I also know that the end result is the world is going to hurt their feelings.
You got to be truthful with them.
Got to be truthful with them. And so when I do these things, I make sure I'm open about, you know, why we're doing it and so forth. And you know, that they have to, this is the way it is. And I come down with the hammer, but then I try to smooth everything off and let them know that it's coming from a place of love. And I think, as you've probably heard, you know, real recognizes real. And kids, you cannot BS these kids, man. They get it. They see right through it. We make sure that they feel the love and the wrath both.
Mason County Wrestling is on Facebook. Now, you've got scores of, I guess, matches or duels, whatever the terminology is. Say you beat somebody at 48-41.
Sure.
Describe for our listeners, because a lot of people listening today are unfamiliar with the layout and how you're scored and how you accumulate points and win.
So there's 14 weight classes in a duel, and you have to field each weight class. If you're a wrestler and they start at 106 and go all the way to 85, I won't go through all the weights, but we start at 106. Both teams have to put a 106-pound wrestler out there, and we do. We are fortunate enough that we field all 14 weight classes. We stick a 106 out there, and the other school doesn't have one. That's a forfeit for us, and our kid gets a forfeiture win, 16 points to our team, and then we move on to the next weight class. We both put a wrestler out there. If our wrestler wins by pin, he gets 16 points for us. If he wins by more than 15 points, it's called a technical fall, and we get 5 points. If he wins by more between 8 and 15, it's a major decision, and we'll get 4 points. And if he beats him by anything under 8 on the score, We only get three team points. They get two for a takedown, one for an escape, you know, two for a reversal. They get near fall points if they're on their back. You can get stall points for not working, cautions for, you know, all kinds of stuff, illegal holds, locking hands, so on and so forth. The respect and sportsmanship side of it. If a wrestler gets up after their match and fails to shake hands properly or throws their headgear, we will lose 1 point as a team. And that's a technical violation against them. And say you're at a dual meet where you're going to wrestle three matches on the day. If that same wrestler gets a second technical violation in the day, he's not able to finish the day and he's not able to wrestle your next meet for you as well. Not all times do all sports, sportsmanship and discipline can affect your score. Now, yeah, you can get a technical foul, you can get a personal foul, move the ball 15 yards, shoot some free throws. If they miss the free throws, you know, you got your foul, but no points come from it. In wrestling, it's pretty straightforward. They're going to take a point from your team score for that duel, and sometimes that can be the difference.
How often do you all have duels or, you know, tournaments? Walk through your schedule.
This season, we've gotten pretty good with the high school boys. Girls wrestling being in its first year, it's kind of been chaotic. It's still been a lot of, you know, trying to piece the puzzle together. But for the boys, we try to do a middle-of-the-week duel with one or two other schools, what we call a duel or tri-duel. We try to get in, get wrestling by 6, be done by 8:30 or so, and get back home. Get them some work in the middle of the week. That's usually reserved for just starters. The guys, it's one to wrestle off that hold those spots. Not enough time, really, through the middle of the week to have a lot of people wrestling. And then on Saturdays, we try to attend as many dual tournaments as we can. We're like 8 schools will get together. They'll create 2 different pools. You know, those 4 teams, you'll wrestle 3 matches. You know, then they'll seed it after that and wrestle for first and second and so forth. The dual tournaments on Saturdays is a really good way for us to get a lot of people work, because you're usually lined up with 3 to 5 matches. We went to Martin County between our JV and everybody. We were able to, what they call, farm out our JV guys. We're fortunate enough to have all these numbers. We've got multiple 175-pounders. We've got multiple 190-pounders. So when we're in the coaches meeting and a coach says, hey, I don't have a 190, I don't have a 75, I farm out my JV kid and give them to their team. Now, when he gets on the mat, me or one of my coaches go coaching. Their coaches don't coach
him. But they're getting work in.
They get the work in. They don't get team points. The other team still has to take the forfeit because they don't have the kid. But then team B that they're wrestling, that kid doesn't get punished. You know, I don't say punished, but he gets a match. Everybody gets some work. And that's kind of why we like those dual tournament Saturdays. You can go to individual tournaments where it's double elimination. Somebody goes 0-2. They're sitting in the bleachers watching the kids that are wrestling for champions. It's a long day for them. It's a long day for their parents, long day for everybody. If we do a dual tournament, still a long day, but everybody gets a lot of work, and that kind of makes it feel more meaningful, you know, to get everybody on the mat.
Go over some of your kids. I know once you start doing this, you leave someone out, but maybe some of the wrestlers on girls and boys.
We've got 50 middle school and high school wrestlers all the way through. So on a girls team, they've all done a great job. They're getting better all the time. We put them to a lot of work, you know, super proud of all the work that they've put in this year. But we've got Paige Collins, JC Muntz, Brooklyn Workman, Elena Cup, Grace Walker, Renasia Carver, Heaven Marshall, Monica Arce, Abigail Staggs, Brianna Rosenberg, Chandon Lee, Autumn Jackson, Isabella Branham, Bree Hunt, and Raina Champion.
And then your boys team, over some highlights of those.
On our boys team, Bryson Carrington kind of jumps out right off the top. Bryson is an eighth grader who wrestles varsity 120. He is currently sitting at 20-3 on the year. He went to a middle school invitational tournament at Campbell County and beat 2 youth state champions. And his only loss was in the finals to the current middle school state champion in that weight. Just the other night, he picked up a win against the number 13 ranked wrestler in the high school state from Scott High and picked that win up in Penn. Bryson steps out there and works for us hard all the time. You know, he's just a nose to the grindstone kind of, you know, wrestler. Obviously, our seniors, Barry Gifford and Carson Ginn, Taylor White, Mikayon Jackson, Levi Young. It's been a tough year for several of them as they've been injured. You know, they've kind of been on and off with the injuries. Wrestling's tough. It's tough on the body, and all those guys do a lot. And they're also, on top of their sports, they're all workers. Like, they weld and build, and they do things with their hands, you know, that grown men do. And then they also do what young men do, still being involved in sports. Guys like Creston Fuller and Hunter Truesdale and Isaac Henderson, you know, all these guys bumped up 2 weight classes from where they were last year. You know, these are all freshmen. Isaac couldn't even wrestle high school wrestling because he weighed 91 pounds last year. Now he weighs 113. You know, Hunter used to weigh in the 130s, and now he's 150. Creston used to weigh 113, now he's 132. This is muscle that they've built, because all these guys have less than 15% body fat. But getting adjusted from being a smaller guy a year ago, you know, they're extremely technical wrestlers. Their record might not show, you know, what's there now, but You know, like we tell them, you know, kids look at the rankings. I don't look at the rankings a whole lot. We're going to wrestle who we're going to wrestle. They're going to get on the mat. We're going to get on the mat. We'll take care of it there. If you look at the rankings, I try to always show them, like, you know, look at what's ranked. It's usually sophomores, juniors, seniors. It's tough for freshmen, you know, as you come in. So they're going through trial and, you know, trial by fire, getting better all the time. And it's frustrating. It's a very frustrating sport. You know, it's hard to get out there and get bested one-on-one by another human being, you know, in front of a couple hundred people, and your emotions are in it. They all do a pretty decent job as far as handling their emotions. Like I said, it's tough, and I always give a kid a window. You know, they're kids. You know, I don't handle my emotions the best, and I'm 37 years old next month.
True that. I'm like right now.
You know, so I give them a minute, and like I tell them, you know, hey, get it out of your system. Some of them will put their head down and do what they got to do, but we got to move on. Get it out of your system and move on, because the next match is coming. There's another kid waiting on you, and you've got to be ready to step up and face that challenge. Won our first meaningful school tournament when we became the Section 4 1A dual champions a couple weekends ago at West Carter. We're going to be wrestling for state duels on January the 27th. We also had several kids make it to the JV state. Isaac Henderson won the 113 class. Jordan Beckett and Dalton Andrus both moved on. Brandon Stamm won the 138 class. Hunter Truesdale won the 150. And even though these kids wrestle varsity for us on our varsity weights, the way wrestling JV works is if you never qualified for state, you're eligible for JV state. So some of our guys, we understood that window was closing. They're going to be qualifying for state pretty soon. And so we wanted to get them a chance for a meaningful tournament, obviously get some competition under our belt, and see how far they could take that before that window closes on. Because we had guys like Bryson Carrington, eighth grader, cannot wrestle JV ever because he qualified for state as a seventh grader last year. So he'll never be able to wrestle JV. Creston Fuller qualified for state as an eighth grader, never able to wrestle, you know. So we understand that some of those other guys were right there about to cross that line, and so we wanted to take them down. And it was at the Appalachian Wireless Arena in Pikeville, so great setting, you know, big atmosphere. It was a really cool deal to get them out there. We've had the boys working every week. It's been definitely a tougher schedule than what we had put together in previous seasons. We was just talking about on the bus ride home the other day about how much different this year looks than years past, but how much it looks like what we want it to look like eventually.
Now, do your kids take weight training at the school, or do you lift weights to get stronger? I mean, talk to us about that. So, when you think wrestling, you think of, you mentioned no body fat and
sure, they're lean. And stuff. They're lean and strong. And some of the kids that's been at it a while, they take care of a lot of that on their own. And I give them the window. Some of our guys will go to the YMCA. Coach Wynn and football has already started our weight training for football off season. And I allow those guys like Tyler Mellencamp, Raiden McRoberts, they're kind of the two leaders in that. They go to football workouts, and then at 4 o'clock, they've made an agreement with Coach Wynn. At 4 o'clock, I have to check out so I can be at wrestling practice before we go live. Wrestling practice starts at 3:30, but we're rolling out mats, we're stretching, we're getting warmed up, we're doing stance and motion stuff, and I'm okay with the guys that are lifting because they're up there working. They're working them muscles. I know Coach is up there getting them ready. As long as they report to our gym dressed and on the mat by 4:15, ready to give their partner, you know, their live partner work, I'm okay with them going to workouts. And that's worked out great for us the last 2 weeks. We do a little bit of off-season lifting. That's going to change. You know, just as our regular season looks different than the past regular seasons, our off-season is going to look a lot different than previous off seasons, because we're starting to, as we climb this mountain, as any mountain, you kind of see what you got to do to get over the next hump. We're going to be taking our guys to camps. Like I said, we're going to make sure we capitalize on the proximity to Harrison County. We're going to try to have joint practices with Harrison County. I'm constantly picking the Harrison County coaches' brains. I'm wanting my wrestlers to build relationships with their wrestlers so that we can be in the same off-season tournaments they're in. We can be around them and kind of build the way they're building. And they want that too. You know, Harrison County, all the wrestling teams want more teams in wrestling, and they want people to have the numbers that you can have all 14 weight classes. That's kind of been the big, you know, thumbs up, pat on the back that Mason County seems to get everywhere we go. Is, you know, wow, Coach, you got a lot of kids out, and they're scrappy kids, and that's a good thing. And a lot of times with, like, our wrestlers, Nick Saban just retiring, it's the thing he said in, like, 2014 about, you know, where do you want them to be? You know, some of our wrestling kids are trouble kids. You know, they struggle a little bit, and we do what we do. They either don't wrestle, or there's punishment or something, but I don't run kids off. I don't send them to be back, you know, with the knuckleheads that was teaching them the goofy stuff they was doing. I'd rather have them in the room trying to build them up the right way, and that's the main thing. Wrestling's the sport. The overall vessel was opportunities for kids. And like I've said before, like I said last time I was on, I'll say it again, you know, we really need somebody to get on top of this bass fishing, esports, and bowling. I got a young man in my class that's not very social at all, kind of quiet, does his work, does everything I ask him to do, just don't seem like he has a lot of friends. Over Christmas break, he saw me at the new jump and bowling place. He saw me bowling there. Still didn't come up and say hi. Like I said, he's not a sociable kid. But as soon as we get back to class, he's like, hey, Mr. Arthur, I saw you down there bowling. You know, I bet I could beat you. And I was like, well, you know, buddy, I'm a consistent 90 roller. You better watch how you talk to me. He shows me pictures on his phones of scores of like, you know, 190, 220 something.
Wow.
And is just a heck of a bowler. Never would have known it. Doesn't like coming to school. And if we had a bowling team,
he'd be there.
My gosh.
I know a bass fishing coach, if we can get it here.
We need it. We need all that stuff. I mean,
but it takes coaches. You mentioned last time.
It takes coaches.
People have to step up and say, or businesses say, I'll donate this, or somebody will say, I'll be a coach, I'll be assistant coach.
Yep.
And then you get with the admin at the high school.
And we actually spoke with a guy one time about the bass fishing. If they have the boat, it's my understanding, if they're a coach, that insurance is paid for the year for them and three passengers at all times. Insurance free. You can have the kids on your boat. Because I always hear a lot of people, well, I don't know if I can have the kids on my boat. Yes, you can. If you register to be a coach, you can. And then like with the businesses, you know, I know like wrestling, you know, we've got Envirofly and Woodman Life and Primary Plus and People's Bank of Kentucky, DeShays, State Farm, Brian Payne, Bucks Grill, and SafeWorks. They make sure that my guys have everything they need, and that's the great part about our community. We've got a lot of willing businesses that'll jump out there and help you make sure you have what you need. You know, we pay fees to wrestle in these tournaments. We have snack boxes for our kids. Our kids have hoodies and t-shirts and so on and so forth. None of that would be possible without the support of our community sponsors. I know like a lot of people probably don't think that it's there, but it's there. It's there. They'll help. These people love seeing it. The more for them, their business in the community, the more well-rounded human beings that live here, the more likely they are to get great employees and customers, and it's just good for everybody. It really is.
I want to close, Corey. When is your regional meet, and when is that?
So the girls regional is February 3rd in Montgomery County. It's the first ever sanctioned girls regional in Kentucky. It'll be a big day for us. It's also the same day as our middle school state. Mason County Fieldhouse on January the 20th is actually hosting the middle school Region 5 state qualifier tournament. Region 5 has Grant County, Campbell County, Connor, Cooper, Covecalf, Harrison, Highlands, Holmes, Mason, Ryle, Simon Kenton, Walton Verona, and Woodland Middle Schools. That'll be an all-day event at the Mason County Fieldhouse. It'll be the first tournament ever in the Mason County Fieldhouse. We'll have four mats out. Should be a really great day of wrestling for everybody. I'm hoping, like, I know a couple people will drive by during archery stuff because archery gets a great crowd, and they'll be messaging, hey, what's going on at the Fieldhouse today? Well, it's archery, baby, and they're having a great time quietly. If you've ever been, they treat it like golf, they clap. But, you know, archery gets a big crowd out. I'm hoping wrestling gets a big crowd out. So January 20th at the Fieldhouse is the Region 5 Middle School State Qualifiers. We'll have some guys. It should be wrestling in them final matches, so it should be a really good time. And then our boys, their regional